Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, all of God's creation, all of God's children. This good morning. God is so very, very good. This is Cecilia, and I'm on the line as well with Minister Sheila, and we're here for Smile 3E Presents Let's Talk with our foundational scripture at St. Matthew 6 and 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. We are blessed to be here, January 12th, 2020. I thank God for giving us another year. I thank God for loving us. I thank Him for His protection and His angels that have been encamped all around us. I thank Him for we've been blessed in the city and blessed in the field of the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. And that He's made us a lender and not a borrower. And that He's blessed us so much that the blessings of the Lord maketh one rich and add no sorrow. I am so grateful. For we enter into the gate with thanksgiving and into the courts with praise. I am so very grateful for God on today. So I'm going to turn the program over to Minister Sheila so that she can pray for us and share whatever the Lord has given her for us on today. And then I'll be back on the air if there's time. And if there's not, I'm going to be in agreement with the Word of God on today. Minister Sheila.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Apostle elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, and to all of God's children, sons, and daughters that He has blessed to be able to make another day. Another day, which every day that He blesses us, it's another birthday. It's another day to learn and to enjoy and to appreciate the goodness of God our Father and His Son, Christ Lord Jesus, that died so that we may exist. So they gave us a choice to choose, and I choose God. I choose to follow the Father, because if it wasn't for Him, we all know, if we don't know, we should know. We would not be here today if it were not for the graciousness, the mercy, and the love of the Father and the Son. We would not exist as of today. But Lord, I want to thank You and thank You and thank You for now. For now You have blessed us with a new day, another birthday, and another new year of a month and a day. That with Your mercy and Your love, You have blessed us. Lord, I give honor to You. I give honor to You, our Father and Your Son, that have blessed us with a life that we did not have to have. But through Your mercy and Your love, we are here another day. God, I thank You, and I thank You for waking us up this morning and for letting us understand and to help us to understand that those that don't know should know that we are only here because You chose to let us have another day. We didn't wake up for the noise, the alarm, or just because we woke up. If it wasn't for the Father and the Son, we would not have life. We would not exist today. But I want to bless You for every living thing on this earth that You made for us to live and to enjoy and to love You. Lord, we need Your help. We need Your teaching. We need Your understanding. We need You to send us the mighty word from You that exists and give us existing. Lord, I thank You and I thank You and I thank You. I cannot thank You enough. I cannot love You enough. I cannot praise You enough. I cannot worship You enough. Lord, I cannot do enough for You. We cannot do enough for You to show You the love and the thanks that we should have each and every day, every split second, day, minute, hour, day, week, month that You have blessed us to be here, and for the ones that You will bless us to be here more. But yet, Lord, we know we are here because of You. We're not promised the next minute, second day, week, or month. Lord, I thank You for now. I thank You for Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas. Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Brandon, Dr. Serena Wright. I thank you for my sons, my daughters, my sisters, my brothers, my granddaughters, my grandsons, my nieces, nephews. I thank you for my bloodline family, also my spiritual family. But I just thank you for my worldly family. As yet, we all know we are all connected one way or another to help each other to grow with each other, to increase and to better this world. But Lord, we need you to bless this government that seems to be wanting to tear us apart. It's trying to separate us, Lord, sending us through mishap, unnecessary, because that's the way they choose. They are one sided government, Lord, when they're supposed to be on all sides. They're making things happen that shouldn't happen. We know there have been wars since the beginning of time, but Lord, we need you to bless these ungrateful people, just making wars unnaturally, uncausally, just making them because they figure they have the upper hand, because they won't have to go fight. They won't have to go deal with the ugliness and the harm and the hurt and the pain and the death. They don't have to deal with the ugliness that they're sending out. They're sitting back watching. Some is watching with a smile, which is so ugly. Lord, we need you to move these demons, these devils, these hateful people, these ugly people out of the way, Lord, because it's hurting and taking all the love and the life from the good people, to your people, Lord. We need you to remove these ugly people from our life. Lord, we need you to help us to show the right way that we are here for each other, for all, not just for self, not just for our hand-picked people. We are here for all your people. Lord, we need you to bless this law enforcement to let them know that they are here for the same, for all, no matter what your sex is, your religion, your race, your gender, your life. We are all here with one life under God that you have blessed us with. But Lord, we need you, we need you, we need you now more and more, because more and more the devil is trying to corrupt your earth that you made, trying to corrupt your people that wants to serve and to love you, just trying to take all your goodness to make it ugly, to make it seem like if you don't be with them, don't do things your way, you cannot have a way. But Lord, we know you have the right way, the glorious way, the beautiful way. Lord, we need the ugliness taken away, because your beauty is more than words, your sight, your life can have to understand. Lord, we need your help. We need you to bless us from all our pain, our sickness, our finance, the troubles we're having on our jobs, in our neighborhood, even in our households, the troubles we're having with ourselves. Lord, so many of us, we are out here doing wrong, and not to others, not only to others, but more to ourselves. We need your blessings. We need your teachers. We need to have more understanding. Yeah, we are not all ugly people, but your Lord, we need to be blessed to let the ones know that the ugliness, the hatefulness, and the what they call funds and games is wrong. To hurt people just for your enjoyment is wrong. It's not a game right here. Lord, we need you to help us understand that the devil is trying to wipe us out, trying to wipe us, to let us know, to believe it's him that can save us, which is only him, that are selling us out, that are sending us to hell, that we need to know that heaven is the answer, that we can live here on earth with the joy and the love that you have given us. But Lord, we need you to help us to understand. The devil can make you beauty today, but he can make you damnation tomorrow. Lord, we need you to help us to understand. We need you more and more and more. Lord, I pray, you praise your name, that you help us to understand that without you, we would not be. And without you, we could not see, we could not walk, we could not talk. You sent us, your people, your angels, to help us to understand that you are the beauty. You are the way of life. You are the way to the upper step, that we don't need to keep walking down the steps to be hurt and harmed and to be ugly, Lord. We need to be beautified. We need you, we need you, we need you more, Lord. Please bless us and to help us to be able to bless each other and to bless ourselves with more and more knowledge and understanding and love that you have put here for us to have, not just to pray and to talk and to worship you when we are in need. We have to pray and talk and to worship you when we don't need nothing but to say hello. But just to say thank you. We need you each and every day. But yet and still, yes, we do need you every day that we live in to ask and to praise you and to ask you to give us more leadership and more understanding and to help us to learn more and more ways to please you so that to let you know that we are thankful. Excuse me, for this life that you have chosen to give us. Lord, we know you didn't have to, but Lord, I thank you, and I thank you for each and every one on this planet. I'm not going to thank you for myself. I'm not going to pray to you for myself. But Lord, we pray for you for this world that you have put us in, that we all need to come together and join in to show our love and appreciation. Not just to come to you when we're down and we're out and we need your help. And then when you bless us, we ignore you, we renege on you, we go the other way when we know that it's wrong. When you help us, Lord, when you wake us up this morning, then a lot of people did not receive. Some did not wake up this morning. Some was not able to walk this morning, talk this morning, see this morning, be able to feel. But Lord, I thank you for the life you put in the bodies. But we need you, Lord, more and more to let us know our life is only in existence because you chose to give it to us one way or the other. Lord, bless us on this job that we have to work together to make things more peaceful, more ways to get along, to let us understand. Smiling in my face and stabbing me in my back, it's not your way. We need to teach and to learn and to get along with each and every living thing on this earth. But you never know, the one you're doing wrong, it might be the one that God has sent us to help us and show us how to do more and more of the righteousness to get to the heavenly gates that we all need to go to. I don't want to go to the hell of the pit fires. I want to go to the heavens of the golden, of the peace and the love and the joy and the happiness. But Lord, we need you more and more and more. But Lord, I am going to thank you and praise your name for each and every one, each and every human thing on this earth for now. And I want to thank you and thank you and thank you. Because if it was not for you, Father, and the Son, we would not exist now. Thank you and thank you. Thank you. Amen. Back to you, Apostle, like Dr. Jose Clive. And excuse me if you couldn't really understand me, but the cold is still here, making it kind of hard. But thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a blessed day.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Sheila. I thank God that by his stripes we're already healed and that we're waiting for the manifestation of that wholeness for each and every one of us, for Minister Sheila with her cold and with Minister Sylvia for the health issues and things that she's dealing with, for myself, for everyone in our family. We're, by Jesus' stripes, we're already healed. And so whatever signs and symptoms may make us try to think that we're not, we just want to remind ourselves and you that we're already healed. And part of the things that we can do in order to help that healing process is get rest, sleep, and drink plenty of fluids. I know I was talking to one of my siblings, and Minister Sheila, I believe she even said it too. We sometimes have to remind each other to drink water. Something as simple as drinking water. Do you know how much water you're supposed to drink a day? How much do you drink? How much? When I said how much do you drink, how much water do you drink a day? Well, I can tell you some people barely drink a glass of water a day. Some people barely drink a glass of water a week. Did you know that? That's true. So you should know how much water you need to drink, because it's based off many people say, oh, you need to drink this much water, you need to drink that. But we have to realize the water that you drink a day is different based off of your body size. Some people don't know that you can drink too much water. Yeah, it's true that you can drink too little of water. But a lot of people don't have to worry about how much water that they're drinking that's too much. That's usually not a problem that a lot of people have. The problem that many of us have is drinking enough water to help us urinate and have us with our bowel movements and our body temperature, to keep our joints lubricated, to protect our tissues. I mean, some people will say, well, every male needs to drink about 3.7 liters of water a day, and every woman needs to drink 2.7 liters of water a day. Some people, you know, will just come out and say, you need to drink 8 glasses of water a day. Well, just make sure that based off of your exercising and various things that you do, that you're drinking the amount of water that you need for your height and for your weight. And so that's just a little caveat I wanted to share with you before I get into what God has given me for today. If I could, as people would say, if I could title this message, or if I could title where these scriptures are going, it would be God's mercy. And who is the real you? Mm-hmm. Like I said, God's mercy. And who is the real you? I wrote on Facebook how I have seen the movie Just Mercy. I just went and saw it on Friday night. But I haven't seen the movie When They See Us, or the series, or whatever it is. And one of the things I realized and was reminded while I was in that movie is how many people are guilty before they're innocent. Meaning that's a mindset. Not that it's a true statement, but many people may not have experienced this before. But many people of certain races and colors, when they walk past other people of races and colors, those people clench their purses. They pull their kids close to them because of the stereotype assigned in that person's mind to that particular race or that person. Others look at people and they hear them or see them praying and they think, oh, they're part of IRIS or Al-Qaeda and things of that sort. Sometimes people, like in this particular movie, when this particular Caucasian lady was trying to do things to be helpful to people, period, It just so happened the person that she was helping was African American, but their agenda was to help people in general, people that had been wrongly accused. But unfortunately, one of the people that they were helping, or rather two of the people that they were helping, and one in particular, was an African American man who had been wrongly accused. And there was a white community that just didn't care. They committed this man to death row with no evidence. How many times have you committed someone to death row in the natural, and they haven't done what you thought they said that they did, or someone else said they did, only because of what you've heard, or because of a past sin or a past transgression? How many of us backstab and gossip and say negative stuff about people and think negative stuff about people? But then our hypocrisy will say that we can't stand it when people do it to us. So how many of us are judging people and doing things wrong to people with the very things that we are guilty of? You know, that speck in their eye that's really a board or a building in our eye? Well, I'm asking God to help me to not to be so self-righteous until that institutionalized hypocrisy that we've been taught in our homes and various religious groups and all of that, that he would deliver me. See, it's good to pray for others to be delivered, but let's start at home. God, deliver me. Don't allow me to be preaching and teaching one thing and living another. See, God is still working on me. Like I said, today's message is God's mercy. The movie that I saw was called Just Mercy. I don't know about you, but I need God's mercy. Yeah, there's people out here fornicating and doing it and making up lies and excuses about God knows your heart. Uh-huh. You're going to keep saying that all the way to hell. There's people out here backbiting and gossiping and being a busybody and doing the things that God hates. Uh-huh. You're going to do that all the way to hell. Guess what? I don't want that to be me. I need God's grace and mercy daily, no matter what the sin is. There is no compartments in hell that I know of in which I don't know. But there is nothing that says, okay, the fornicators are over here. The liars and the cheaters are over here. The self-righteous are over here. But wherever, even if there is compartments there, guess what? I don't want to be there. And I pray to God that you don't want to be there either. Because the reality is that some people are Satan worshipers, and some people enjoy, like Minister Sheila prayed, they enjoy praying on others. They enjoy doing wrong to others. They not only enjoy it, some of them go out looking for it. And some people do it out of pressure. They want to fit in, so they are participating in things. What I loved about this movie is that at one of the scenes, this particular man that you could tell was a racist because he was taught it. He didn't know any better. He saw his first execution, and you could see that it impacted him. And then he saw a man that he had been mistreating that was a minority go to court, and all the evidence showed the man's innocence. And then you saw the man reacting because he was still misjudged and required to be incarcerated for that thing that he wasn't guilty of. And you saw a transformation in the man's heart where he started treating the man differently, kinder. Even some of the things that he was doing and saying changed. Was he still a racist? I don't know. But you saw a change. The mercy of God. the grace of God, the love of God impacting you. Who is the real you? Who is the real Cecilia? The real Cecilia needs God's mercy. His mercies are new every morning. Guess what? I need them. Every morning, every millisecond, every nanosecond, I need his mercy. I want his mercy. Now so that we can share some scriptures so you won't say that, you know, she was just talking. For you know, I even started off the program with scriptures. And even when I pray scriptures. 2 Samuel 24 and 14, David said to Gad, I am in deep distress. Let us fall into the hands of the Lord, for his mercy is great. But do not let me fall into human hands. My. The mercy of God is great, but David didn't want to fall into the hands of humankind because they don't have that mercy like God has. My. That's a whole another section or part of this message on today. Psalms 86 and 5. You, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call you. Psalms 145, 9. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. Luke 6 and 36. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Ephesians 2 and 4. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy. Titus 3 and 5. He saved us, not because of righteous things we have done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. I thank God for God the Holy Spirit and God the Son and God himself. Hebrews 4 and 16. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. 1 Peter 1 and 3. Praise be to God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, all because of his mercy. Hebrews 4 and 16. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace that we may attain mercy and find grace to him in the time of need. See, once again, I said that verse two times. So I pray that you heard it. I'm going to tell you what verse it was again. Hebrews 4 and 16. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace we are saved. Joel chapter 2, verses 12 through 14. Again, Joel chapter 2, verses 12 through 14. Therefore, also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, with mourning, and rend your heart, not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repenteth him of evil. Who knoweth if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God. James 2 and 13. For he shall have judgment without mercy that have shown no mercy, and mercy rejoiceth against judgment. See, we've got to show mercy. 1 John 1 and 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all righteousness. Remember, confession of the sin, not the apology, and we keep doing it over and over again. See, God is working on me. I want it to be true repentance that I speak and that I declare to God, and that there gets decreed over my life, true repentance. I want to turn from my wicked ways. Because, see, the Lord is seeking such to worship him, for they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. See, if we know that God is seeking us and seeking us to worship him, then when we worship him in spirit and in truth, we will know that we're coming before him, we're seeking his face, we're turning from our wicked ways, and we're praying and we're sending him supplication, so that when he hears us from heaven and when Jesus is interceding for us on the right hand of the Father, that he'll be faithful and just to forgive us. Why? Because he is merciful. Once again, Psalms 86 and 5, but thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all of them that call upon him. Let's call upon him. Don't be so proud. Don't be so busy. Don't be so lost in your flesh that you are not calling upon him and asking him to deliver you from that practice sin. Asking him to deliver you from that stronghold. Being honest with yourself that you can't try to fix yourself, but you've got to let the fixer of fixers, the one and only true fixer, he's not a handyman because he is the God of man. Let God fix you. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. God is faithful. Deuteronomy 4 and 31. For the Lord thy God is a merciful God. Not just that he was, but he is. God is. He's a rewarder of those diligently seek him. God is a merciful God. Again, Deuteronomy chapter 4, 31. For the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he swore unto them. He swore a lot of things to our mother and our grandparents and our aunts and our uncles concerning us, about him, you know, protecting us and him blessing us in the city and blessing us in the field, making us the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Reminding us that he's blessed us, that many may fall at our right hand or our left hand, but it won't come nigh us. Reminding us that when we wear the whole armor of God, we know that God has got our back, our front. He's got us covered. His angels are encamped all around us. Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. My. And then verse 2 goes on to say, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. See, the renewing of our mind is through the word of God. The renewing of our mind and the transformation of our mind is through the worship of God. The renewing of our mind is the praying and meditation of his word day and night. The renewing of our mind is prayer and supplication seeking God. The renewing of our mind is accomplished through spending time with God. The renewing of our mind is acquired by knowing we need his mercy. I know I need his mercy. I can't speak for anyone else other than what the Bible says. The Bible says we need his mercy. So if your declaration isn't that you need his mercy, I'm praying that your mind and your heart will change to the reality that you need his mercy. I know I do. Micah 6:8. And he has shown thee, O man, what is good, and what doeth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. I need you, God. I got to walk with you humbly. Malachi 3:17. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my joys, I will spare them, as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. I want to be spared by God. Luke 6:36. Be ye therefore merciful, for as your Father also is merciful. 1 Peter 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So, do people know the real you? That's what, you know, you version acts today. It said it wanted to know that people know the real you. Well, according to John 5:24, the word declares, for truly I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life. That's who I want the people to know, that I've crossed over. That's how I want them to know me, that I've crossed over from death to life. Another verse that it shared, one of the verses of the day, is my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Psalm 73:26. That's how I want people to know me, that God is the strength of my heart, that God is my portion. What do people know about you? What do you want people to know about you? One of the things in YouVersion that they shared today said, it can be so tempting to curate our online presence to impress others. Nice meals we're enjoying, exotic places we're visiting, popular people we're spending time with. Those things are fine to share. But Jesus didn't say he would use our accomplishments to draw people to himself. He said that it would be our love. That's John 13:35. So while we're on Facebook and while we're on social media and while we're on our jobs and while we're in the classroom and while we're hanging out with families and while we're traveling, going here and there, while we're doing all of this, and even if we're saying what we want people to know about us, what does God already know about us? We talked about how people say, God knows my heart, but do you know your heart? YouVersion has challenged us that in 2020 that we would start making it a regular habit to show others God's transforming love. If we show others God's transforming love, Minister Sheila Prayer would be on love. She's been praying about people doing people wrong. She's been praying about people backstabbing people. She's been praying about police not doing right by people. She's been praying about politicians not doing right about people. But what about if during this year our prayer is about transforming people through the love of God, praying that God's love would be released so that black-on-black crime would become black-on-black love, so that police brutality will become police humbleness and police imparting love on one another and police showing mercy towards one another and the politicians doing things that would encourage love and unity in God. What about if in this year we realize that God's mercy fits our case? Not everybody, just everybody else's case. But God's mercy fits our case. I know it fits mine. God's mercies are new every morning. Guess what? I need it more than that. I need God's mercy to transform my mind from stinking thinking so that my mind will be filled with the love of God, that my prayers will be filled with the love of God, that my messages will be filled with the love of God, that my conversations and discussions and things that I participate in, the discussions and all that, will be filled with the love of God, that I won't covet and I won't be jealous and I won't say one thing and do another. I need God to permeate every fiber of my total being. I need the love of God to remind me about how great God is. I need the love of God to remind me about how great God is, even in others' lives. I need the love of God to remind me that I'm the head and not the tail, that God has already made me above and not beneath. I need the love of God to remind me about his mercy, about his faithfulness, about his graciousness. I need the love of God to remind me about how I need to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. I need the love of God to remind me to hunger and thirst after God's righteousness. I need the love of God on my job. I need the love of God in the classroom. I need the love of God in the metro. I need the love of God in the airport. I need the love of God on the airplane. I need the love of God when I walk, when I talk, when I sleep. I need the love of God in every area of my life, because it's a transforming power that'll cause me to not only have the love of God for myself, but to give it, to live it, to show it. We have a group on Facebook that is about love. Many people may not know about it. Many people may not have joined it. But periodically, as people join it, God blesses me to welcome them to the group. But see, it's bigger than this group called I Love You and I Show It. It's about the Bible, what the Bible says. The Bible says we're to love our neighbors. The Bible says we're to love our spouses. The Bible says we're to love one another. The Bible says it. But I want it to go from the Bible says it till Cecilia's living it. My. To love, the agape love of God. To be so loved by God that it permeates from every fiber of my total being. To walk in the mercies of God so much until when people see me, the movie says when they see it, and it's talking about the cruelty of man and the stereotype of mankind and the various things that has happened. But what about if when they see us as the walking, living epistles read of man that God declares us to be and commands us to be, if when they see us, they see the love of God. Who do people say you are? What do people say about you? It's important because we're walking, living epistles of man. Kind because of what the Lord has called us to be. But I would pray that what they call us and what they see is what God has declared us to be, which is loving people, merciful people, faithful people, giving people, charitable people, and people of hope and God's righteousness. That's all I have. I'll turn it back over to you, Minister Sheila.
I want to thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for the scriptures and the words of inspiring and understanding that we all need. Well, I just want to say, Lord, I thank you and I thank you and I thank you. And yet we all need to break down and to understand. As we used to play as little kids, we need a zillion, billion kilotons of life to understand, to kill the devil, love, ugliness that he's trying to give you, and to pray and to worship and to honor God, our Father, and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, a zillion, million times, and yet still that is enough, not enough, of love and to thanks and to praise the love that the Lord has given us in our lifetime, in our family's lifetime, and time to come. And we need to know that there is not enough words, not enough time, not enough of us to give Lord the praises and glory that he solely deserves and needs more than we can ever give. That's why I say, Lord, I thank you, because I know if it wasn't for you, wouldn't none of us have no parts of life. And yet we all need to understand and to worship and to praise and to thank you a zillion million times that if it wasn't for the Father and the Son, we would not exist to get the demons and the devils and the ugliness away from us. But yet and still, we all need each other. And as Apostle said, we can misjudge people on something we heard or seen, or we can see something and see it in the wrongness. Now you can look at something and say, dang, I thought, but yet you don't want no one to look at you and say, I thought. We need to know. We can always see. And like I can say, you can see what you think you see, but you need to know what you're seeing. You need to ask, you need to talk, you need to pray. Now, even a conversation can always lead you in the right way. Don't dislike me because he don't like me or she don't like me. Okay? Dislike me for whatever I might have did to you, but yeah, let's pray together to bring the likeness back. We're not all perfect. There's only two perfect, and that's the Father and the Son. We all make mistakes. You make mistakes. I make mistakes. But yet we need to take our mistakes and make them right. Don't misjudge me for something you thought. Let's know it all and believe it all and pray for it all that we might all be the sons and daughters that God our Father has made this earth to be on. I just want to thank each and everyone for listening. And I want to ask, is there anyone on the line that might have a few words of testimony or something to say? You have your time now. Lord, may God all be with us. I want to thank God for all of us. On this planet, we are all sisters and brothers. We are all children of God. We need to know and to tell and to teach that the devil is here to hurt. Heaven and God and our Father is here to help. I want to thank each and everyone for listening. And I want to ask that you tune in each and every Sunday morning for Let's Talk with Apostle Lake, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, and myself at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also on Monday nights with Iron Sharpened Iron with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser, and myself on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also I'll be on Facebook some Mondays with some mighty powerful speakers and teachers that are sent to us from God our Father and the Son Christ Jesus. And on Friday night, again with Let's Talk, with Minister Sylvia Kaiser, which is mainly on Facebook and Blog Talk, is at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I want to say God bless us all, and may we all bless and pray for more blessing and understanding and teaching, and to show us the way to improve our life through the Father and the Son, to make us see better through the Father and the Son, and to live a life and to understand that we are only here because of the Father and the Son. We're not here because of yourself. If God, the Father, and the Son did not choose, we would not be here. But yet we are needed to be here, and we all need to wake up and to choose the Father and the Son. I want to thank each and every one of you. And I want to say may God bless us forever in our days, and let us see the light that is so bright that he can bring to our hearts, mind, and soul to brighten up your life no matter what we're going through. God is the answer. No matter what you think you can do, take it to God. He will show you the way, the right way, and lead you to the better way and understanding that you could not ever imagine. I want you to remember our spiritual scripture, Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be given unto you. And to remember, we are here today because he said so. We are only here right now because he said so. But I just want to say thank you, Lord, for the word. Because I thank you for saying so, that we do have now. Amen, and we all shall have a blessed day and to enjoy another birthday that the Lord has given us. Amen.